from the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs. This is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Our special time with Dave Brugler of The Athletic. You've known him, you've read him. If you're not, I don't know what you're doing, but you just put out a 7-round mock here as you wrapped up the draft process. Now you're doing the media. I like that. Give yourself a break. I wanted to go through fit-wise what you liked and what you walked through here for Kansas City in particular as we talk Chiefs today. Your first two picks, Kyre Elam, Boye Mafe, I think those are both guys that on paper look real good to be fits. I want to know what made you hesitate, or was there any hesitation with either of them?
Well, you know, I think just going into the thought process of what the Chiefs are going to be looking at there, I think a lot of people are penciling in a receiver for one of those two picks. And I kind of looked at it and said, you know what, I wouldn't be surprised if they go defense here. You know, that we know they need to get better on that side of the ball. You know, some of the additions they made in free agency at the receiver position, I don't think it's a must where they need to go get that receiver. Now, I think they can also afford to be aggressive. They have multiple picks in the first, multiple picks in the second, multiple picks in the third, multiple picks in the fourth. They can go be aggressive if the right receiver were to fall. But at the same time, they don't have to take one if the position gets wiped out. They don't have to reach on a Christian Watson if they don't believe he's worthy of a first-round pick. So looking at some of the defensive players that were available, I think Kyre Elam fits a lot of what they look for in terms of the physical profile of an outside receiver. He's over 6 foot, good length to him, ran a 4.3. So there's a lot there. And I know that this is an organization with Brett Veach. They don't spend premium draft capital on corners. At least they haven't up to this point. But I think when you have all these draft picks in the first three rounds, there's a good chance that could change. And Kyre Elam could be one of those guys that they look at. And then with Boye Mafe, there's some things about, like, to me, I see more of a second round guy, but I think he's going to go probably in the first round. When you talk about a guy that's that size with that athleticism, with Mafe, I wish he was a little bit better as a run defender. I wish for a guy with those traits, I just wish he was a little more dominant as a pass rusher. He's a good pass rusher, but I just, you wish you saw a little more dominance from him, but nonetheless, when you're that size, you're going to go. And I think Boye Mafe could be there in that mix. And then just to keep it going in the second round, I thought it was interesting when, so I did go receiver there in with that second round pick, but with the first second round pick at pick number 50, David Ajabo sitting there. And if there's a team that could afford to take a guy that is, probably got to take a redshirt in his first year as a rookie, it could be a team like the Chiefs when they have 12 draft picks, plenty of talent on the roster already. You can afford to take a chance on a David Ajabo, and you buy low with the idea that in 2023 season, he's going to be a major contributor for you. I think that's the type of investment smart teams will make. And so Ajabo at 50, I really like that fit.
You beat me to it. That was my favorite pick of this mock, to tell you the truth. Because of the allowance that it gives you to get Boye, that you can walk in, try to let him start if he can earn that job. There's some defenders with experience there at the position, but nobody really pegged in as a starter. So then you let Ajabo come along. My question, though, I have trouble seeing him last that long just because of what we see on film and all the upside and knowing that he's so raw and an incomplete project at this point. Do you think that that's something that Chiefs fans that read this are going to be concerned about? Can he actually fall all the way down there?
I certainly think it's possible. I mean, I just talking to my buddies in the league, getting their sense for where they think he's going to go. It was, somewhere in the 40 to 75 range. So I put him at 50. So I think it's possible. Now, could he easily go in the 30s? Sure. You can't really, it's when a guy has this type of injury, a major injury at a pro day, not everybody rebounds as quickly as Cam Akers or some of these other guys that have worked their way back from an Achilles injury. Some guys are never the same. It's a gamble. And, it's one thing to say, oh, he'll be back. And hypothetically, yeah, hopefully he is. But it's not a sure thing. So there's a gamble involved with that. So I think there's plenty of teams picking in front of the Chiefs that maybe – a first year general manager or a team that doesn't have a ton of draft capital. And, there might be something keeping them from rolling the dice. Maybe they're a team that, you know, needs to win now. They can't afford to take a player that's going to take a red shirt year as a rookie. So I don't think it's going to be a free fall for David Ajabo, but I do think it's fair to say maybe a full round that he's going to drop. And so at 50, you know, that's in the realm of possibility.
It's right around the area. I like that. You come back with Jalen Tolbert, a guy that I think is running underrated right now. Mm-hmm. I like that fit. Is there anything you don't like about him in the Chiefs offense that looks to be probably going to go under some changes without Tyreek Hill in-house?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's not a burner. And that's the one thing about Tolbert that you don't love about his game is he ran a 4.49 at the combine. That was a little bit better than I thought he'd run based off of the tape. So that's not his game. That's not what he does. But he is very good at controlling his speeds and, you know, throttling up, throttling down, you know, getting in and out of his breaks. He can drive corners off the route. And then he's very strong at the catch point. So I think there's a lot that will translate well to the Chiefs offense. And, you know, especially with a quarterback like Pat Mahomes, a guy like Tolbert can win vertically. You know, he played a lot in the slot in college. And some people look at South Alabama and say, yeah, you know, small school kind of type of guy. You know, what do we really want to take a guy like that? I mean, he turned down offers from Big Ten schools because he wanted to stay closer to home. So I wouldn't say that he's just, you know, only a small school guy. He got some love out of high school from bigger programs. He decided just to stay home, closer to home.
I can't argue with him. You know, you got to do what's best for you unless you develop the way you need to develop to get as far as you can down the road. So good for him.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued by your pick at 94 for the Chiefs, that Brian Asamoah, because when I look at him on film, whether aligning in the middle or coming off the edge, the one thing that I'd look for him at his size to do in the Chiefs defense is be able to play on third down in a two linebacker nickel. I have trouble seeing exactly how that's going to go. Do you have faith that he could play that role, or does he need to be a will in a base 4-3?
Yeah. And you know, obviously the Chiefs drafted a pretty good linebacker in the second round last year. And you know, obviously that worked out well. With Asamoah, I think he is, because he is a little bit undersized. He's more of that run and hit style linebacker. You wish you were a little bit bigger, but he has length to him. And so I do think that I don't care that he's short. The fact that he has 33-inch arms, that helps you in terms of taking on blocks. That's something that I think is a little underrated about him. A really good athlete for his size, 4.56 and a 40. And so I do think there's a little bit of versatility there. I don't think you have to look at him as only a 4-3 will or only a nickel style player. I think that you this is something you figure out in camp. You know, give me the athletes, give me the guys that are all over the field at linebacker, guys that shown they can play on a few different spots. We'll go to training camp and we'll figure it out.
I think they will do that. I want to hit your fifth round pick before we jump into some quick hits there. Charlie Kohler, a lot of people are going to be concerned that coming out of nowhere, but I love Charlie's game. I feel like he's a guy that can fit and be a different kind of replenishment for Travis Kelce at particular times. What did you like about that fit that made you give him to Kansas City?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with Kohler was just what he's going to do in the red zone for this team. I think he's really good at the catch point, very strong to the football, really physical, good sized player, 6'6" and a half, 250 pounds, tested really well. I mean, I thought tested better than I thought he would, running a 4.62 and a 7 flat and a 3 cone, 35 and a half inch vert. I don't know that you necessarily see that all the time on film. But this is a guy that's really accomplished, won the academic Heisman for his ability in the classroom. And I do think sometimes he'll overthink things instead of just playing loose and just playing, you know, based on his instincts, and that will hold him back just a little bit. But I think that this is the type of talent you want to play with. He's a guy that can work the middle of the field. Like I said, his ability to play through contact, play through traffic, that's something that really stands out with him. And as the Chiefs kind of look at their tight end depth chart, he's a guy that's going to come in and I think it'll play a pretty he could work himself into a pretty significant role early on.
Yeah, I ranked him a lot higher than most, so I'm really encouraged to see put him there as well.
Well, one thing I look at with tight ends is I always the tight end or the touchdown to drop ratio. I really focus on that quite a bit when it comes to tight ends. His and some tight ends have more drops than touchdowns, and that's not ideal. Kohler, 23-5 over his career touchdown to drop ratio, which is outstanding numbers.
Yeah, that's something that I track as well. I mean, it earned him where he's going to be. I'm excited to see his future. Folks, that's Dane Brugler from The Athletic. You can find all his work over there, as well as make sure you hit the podcast. Don't miss that part of it. Dane, thank you for all your time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Brian.